I think with students, memorable are the ones that are constantly asking me questions because they doubt themselves sometimes. And I'll have students that will constantly be asking questions. And, you know, sometimes you're going, oh, didn't I answer that question already? But then I think back to what it's like to be a student because you're learning so much information. You're trying to process that information. And I tell them what's important is you might make a mistake, but in dentistry, you can only afford to make that mistake once. If you make that mistake more than one time, then you chose to make that mistake. Mm-hmm. You don't want to continue making mistakes. We learn from them. We never do any harm. That's our thing with our patients. But I'll have students come back and they'll say, oh, Miss Raynon, do you remember me? And I go, yes, you're the one who asked me those questions. But they'll come back and they'll tell me. So the classroom experience for students is we are a very hands-on program. I tell students from the very beginning, I totally understand where you're coming from. I can take a textbook, open the textbook, but my eyes are going to be drawn to the pictures because I'm visual. I need to be able to see what I'm doing. I might be able to read that chapter and absorb some of it, but until I touch it, feel it, and practice with it, then I'll be able to comprehend it. And I tell the students that no matter what, it's like riding a bicycle. You have to keep practicing and practicing until you feel pretty steady. And then the next thing you know, it's like a dance. You're working with your dentist, you're passing instruments, you're passing materials, and you seem to know what they need next. But it takes time because you have to learn the dance.